Gregory Keene is here, turning the next page of The Dossier on Eumetrius.
I had to make that decision. There was no way out. I had to decide. We'd set up the trap for Eumetrius in Bookman's sanatorium. Cutts, Ridgway, Mitchell, Bonnet, and I had waited there, and Eumetrius and his fellows had walked straight into our hands like lambs to the slaughter. But before that, there was Hady. You know how Ridgway and Cutts tricked her into betraying herself to me, and how she, too, arrived at the sanatorium to be struck unconscious by Peter Ridgway, not knowing who she was in the dark, and how he put her in the high-backed chair and lined Eumetrius and Jotty Bloom and the other two poles against the wall. But then I had to indulge myself in that culminating insanity. I had to try to make Eumetrius acknowledge that she was his and always had been, by inviting him to look at her. You see, I loved her so desperately, even though I knew. But when Eumetrius survived the shock of seeing her there, made a joke of it almost, I let them take Yotty over. And with the swiftness of a cat, swifter than any cat, it was unbelievable, Yotty produced his last hidden knife and held it at Hades' throat, while Eumetrius said,
"It's Hades or us, Keene. You can shoot us down. Cuts can shoot Yotty down. But not before Hades takes that knife."
That's what the monster offered me, knowing I loved the girl. There we stood, five of us, armed, while Eumetrius, in all his cold distinction, bargained Hades' life for his own. 10 seconds he gave me to decide. I can shut my eyes now, sitting in the silent room on the embankment, and hear the clock in Rudolf Buchmann's study ticking those seconds away.
This must be very difficult for you, Keene. You know, I've covered a certain amount of ground in my time, but I can't recall any situation quite so pregnant in its possibilities.
She's not worth saving, Keene. Call this bluff.
Ah, the gallant Mr. Ridgway. We thought we'd attended to you.
I don't know what personal gremlin looks after you, Eumetrius, or whoever you really are, but you'd be quite a pleasure to catch up with.
You've caught up with me now, Ridgway. Why not do something about it? That Luger you're pointing in my direction, you only have to press a little harder on the trigger. You'll cost Hady her life.
It's up to you, Keene. We can't let them go.
You're being appealed to, Keene. Yotty, to hasten his decision a little further with the knife. Come on, Keene. He's almost drawing blood. Do we leave?
Yes, you leave.
You can't do it, men. We can't let them go.
All right, Ridgway. Any man who's capable of it, shoot one of them down. Open fire. Any of you, Mitchell?
Can't do it.
I would seem to have won again. Stay just as you are, Yotty. I think we can improve the occasion so long as you keep Hades' life in forfeit, Keene.
One day, Eumetrius, I shall kill you personally.
I give you credit, Keene. You're the only antagonist I have ever feared. I would destroy you now if I could. Werfel, Gonski, open the bookcase. None of you will move. Not one of you will move, unless you want to see Hady die in front of you.
Major Keene.
No, Cuts.
I could shoot her and then Yotty.
No! You're a jackal, Eumetrius. I know what's behind that bookcase. 1,000,000 in gems and currency, wrung by the Gestapo through torture and murder from heaven knows what Frenchman 5 years ago. And for that 1,000,000, you are prepared to spend lives and lives and lives.
Like Hades. What are you waiting for, Werfel? Get that paneling open.
We searched for that hoard. We searched high and low while we waited for you.
And now you're about to see it taken from beneath your nose.
But Keene!
No, Ridgway, be quiet.
You're right, Keene. There's nothing you can do. This is the end. And I admit it. I'd kill for that loot. See for yourself. There it is. A cabin trunk stuffed with loot. Yes, I admit it. I killed Max Rubenstein for it. And Godowski and Quinn, and before that, Poles, and Czechs, and Dutchmen, and Frenchmen, yes, and an Englishman. Do you hear that, Keene? And now you are powerless because you cannot see a young girl killed before your eyes. That's why you must lose, as you will always.
You are not human.
You must always lose. You who prate of humanity. You must lose. Twice you have beaten us, but we will rise again, because we care nothing for humanity. Twice circumstance and our own failings have defeated us, but we will rise again. And next time, the gas chambers will burn brighter for you and your kind.
He mustn't be allowed to live, Major.
He lives this time. He can go with his trunk full of loot and his poles in Haiti. Let them go. They'll never really escape.
Ah, we have already escaped. Raffel, get the trunk out to the car. Gunsky?
Huh?
Give Yachty a hand with Haiti. Move backwards to the window with her. And Yachty, keep your knife ready. And remember, gentlemen, not a movement from one of you. You will wait here, Keene. If there is any pursuit, you know what you'll find.
And who's going to tell Haiti that you were willing to throw her to the wolves?
You will never again be near enough to her.
One day I'll be closer to you than ever before. So get your loot and your gang out of here. There'll be no pursuit. You won't have to kill the girl.
When defeat is inevitable, relax and be gracious about it, Keene. But if we ever meet again, rest assured it'll be your last meeting with anyone. Start up out there. Well, this is farewell, gentlemen. So rest you merry.
I can still stop them, Major.
Let them go.
I don't understand you, Keene. The girl has to hang one day. Why didn't we have it out with them? Now they're gone, we'll never get another chance.
Oh, yes, we'll get another chance.
How? When? Where?
Wherever the treasure's hidden. You don't think they're going to leave England with a trunk full of old papers, do you? So we go to work once again. This time to find what really became of it. And we'd better find out before Demetrius, so I suggest we start right now. We know Max Rubenstein had it not long ago. Well, we're going back a few days to follow the trail from there.
Oh, my head. What happened there at the sanatorium?
You'd better lie down, Haiti. Get your head back. That's right.
But where am I? What happened?
We're in the warehouse. You'll be fairly comfortable when we get you onto the boat.
But I went into the French window, into Bookman's study, and the next thing, someone struck me down from behind.
It doesn't matter now. We've been to the sanatorium and obviously left again. With the loot. Do you understand that, Haiti? We have the loot.
Where is it?
Yacht and Werfel are bringing it in now. They'll get rid of the ambulance and we'll have escaped without leaving a trace.
But I don't understand. It's only half an hour since I went into the sanatorium. There was someone else there waiting for you.
You're in no state to worry about what happened at the sanatorium, Haiti. I want you to be quiet and relax. It's all over. And we've beaten them.
There's a scratch on my neck.
As you fell when you were struck down, perhaps.
But it's more like a little cut.
Haiti, I won't tell you again.
Was Keene waiting for you in Bookman's?
He was there.
Then why didn't he shoot you on sight? Why didn't he? He must have known you were coming. For days he was working to contrive something. Why didn't he shoot you? How did you get in there and out again?
You've done well in the past, Haiti. Be good enough not to make trouble now.
Tell me, I want to know.
Very well. Keene was there waiting. But I sent Yachty into the back of the house first before we entered. And he came on Keene from the rear.
Then he's dead? Gregory Keene's dead?
Actually, yes. I do hope it doesn't worry you, my dear.
It seems to have been almost too easy.
It was. Ah. That's right, Yachty. Bring the trunk over here. Has Werfel left with the ambulance?
Yeah.
Good. Well, Haiti, this is what we've been waiting for. I knew this moment would come. Look, an ordinary, not very expensive cabin trunk. And in it there's a king's ransom. A ransom for 10 kings, Haiti. In money, in sterling. Swiss francs, Portuguese escudos, dollars, and gems, Haiti. To give us power for the rest of our days. Power to buy pearls and politicians, sables and safety. Do you realize? In that trunk.
If it buys us safety, it might have been worth it. That's all I want now, safety.
With that million, nothing can touch us. Open it, Yachty. Let's show Haiti what our efforts have earned us.
Let's show Haiti what we killed and killed and killed for. Isn't that what you mean?
I hope that any compulsions you were may have to moralize, Hady, will be dispelled at the sight of £1 million. Nearly $3 million. Come along, Yachty. Don't keep us waiting all night. Ah, this is the culminating moment. The lid, Yachty. Lift the lid. There you are, Hady. £1 million. Newspapers.
Oh, newspapers! Trunks full of rubbish! Got any mill, it's full of rubbish! It's not possible. I saw the money in the trunk before with Rubenstein.
You were going to buy safety. Safety with a lot of old newspapers.
Stop that!
You kill Godowski and Quinn and Rubenstein for a bundle of old newspapers, for a trunk full of rubbish. What will you do? Now what will you do to escape? You had the king's ransom.
Whatever I do, Hady, I will not leave here without that million. Never! Never!
So while Demetrius was making his shattering discovery, we were laying our plans and getting our heads start in the new hunt for the treasure. Rubenstein couldn't have done anything very complicated with it. He hadn't had time or opportunity. So the curtain went up on the last scenes of the play, and the action became more furious than before.